Hello, wonderful audience. What follows is a rerun of a previous NaNoWriMo episode. I used to do them daily during NaNoWriMo, and this year I decided I wanted to run reruns while I work on my own NaNoWriMo project. So you may hear strange day numbers that do not correspond with what you're experiencing, and you may hear that the projected word count is either way above or way below what you think it is. So, ignore those. The middle part should be pretty good. And thanks for your patience. If you want to catch me live doing write-ins, go to twitch.tv/mightymer on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. Now let's go listen to John Anelio.
But I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that but it's not. Yeah, I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I've got everything I need except
for NaNoWriMo special episode
20.
Today I'm going to paraphrase. I'm going to mention some things that you may have heard so far. If you're still into it and you're still serious about it, I know I did a podcast about NaNoWriMo haters a couple of weeks ago, but I want to go back to it. And I want you to think about any negative comment you've heard so far. And I would like to use my considerable experience to, translate for you. How dare you follow your dream? How dare you do something intellectual instead of wasting your time? How dare you act better than me because I'm wasting my time? How dare you grow when it's something that I'm afraid to do? How dare you make me look at myself and my life and my choices and question them? How dare you do something different from the way I've done something, and therefore it's wrong? Don't you know your place? Your place is not up there with Jenna Ivanovich and Neil Gaiman and J.K. Rowling and Stephen King. That's not your place. Why would you even try to go there? That cliff sure is a long way down, and I'm afraid to jump. So, clearly anybody who jumps is an idiot. How can you focus on your own personal growth when you have other things to focus on that benefit me more? How dare you? I promise you that anybody who said anything bad about NaNoWriMo as a whole, or you specifically, that's really what they're saying. One of those things. They're saying that they're uncomfortable with the way you're going about something because it's something they're afraid to do, or they're looking at you and trying to see how your actions reflect on them. If they're already an established author and they did not do the NaNoWriMo to get where they are today, well, clearly the path you're taking is wrong because they didn't do it. If it's somebody who's not a professional writer, you're pursuing a dream, and believe me, there are a lot of adults who do not pursue creative dreams. And if you're pursuing a creative dream, then you're telling them, in their mind, that you're better than them for doing the thing that they're afraid to do. As I get older, I'm learning more and more about people just, when they talk crap, all they're doing is reflecting their own problems onto you. Honestly, why would anybody have a problem with what you're doing? I mean, so long as your kids are being fed, your homework's being done, your spouse gets love and attention, you know, there's the basic requirements of a social being's life. But beyond that, why does anybody care? Why does a professional author who does not know you at all, why do they care that you're going for this? What does it reflect upon them? Is this a path they should have taken? They don't know. And maybe the next time you say something bad about something someone else is doing, pause a moment and wonder what it says about you. I've done it. I'll freely admit it. So if anybody gives you crap, and it's hard at this point in the project, it's easy for anybody to shoot you down because you're tired. You've got the holidays coming, you in the U.S., and it's tough. And someone gives you crap, and you just might think, ah, maybe you're right. Crap. No, they're not right. I promise you. Like I said, the caveat is as long as your kids are being fed and your homework's being done and your work's being done and your spouse is being cared for, there's nothing else you should be doing. So whenever anybody gives you crap, think about it. What are they really saying? All right, where are we today? Are we at 35,000 yet? I can't even remember. I think we're at 33. If you're close to 35,000, 33,000, you're doing great. So just keep going. I'll see you tomorrow.